Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, yeah, we have important stories to get to still today, and we'll get there. Mm-hmm. Fine. But we didn't have enough time before the break, and we have answers. Sometimes we don't have answers to the questions that we have about these studies, but yeah. This one we do. Thank you to studyfinds.org for anticipating the questions that we would have, like, because there was a study that came out that said, if you want to control your blood sugar, weightlifting is more effective than cardio.
Yeah.
And it was a study using mice. And I asked a couple of questions like, how did we teach the mice to weightlift?
Basically, they built a tiny mouse gym.
Yeah.
Discovered that the swole mice handled sugar better than cardio mice. And this is fascinating.
They answered it. Yeah. They said they developed a novel weightlifting system for the study. The mice wore small collars and had to lift a weighted cage lid in a squat-like motion to reach their food.
Squat-like
so they did like treat motivated, food motivated. So what can we get them to do to get to their food? The weight started at 100% of each mouse's body weight and increased by 20% daily until it reached 240% of body weight. And that's where it stayed for the study duration.
Wow.
The mice averaged 231 lifts per day. Holy cow.
I have never wanted to be a mouse more in my life. I just need somebody to kidnap me and force me to work out until I'm in shape.
Like, what was the food that was so good that they were willing to lift those weights to get to that food?
They're mice. They
cheese.
Peanut butter.
The running mice, I'm not sure who had the better deal here, but the running mice had access to voluntary running wheels and covered 10.5 kilometers a day.
Yeah.
How many miles is that? Seven or eight, something like that. And they said it.
Those relative kilometers? Is that what you said? Or is it mouse? I'm just saying, they made the mice run 7 miles a day?
It said they covered 10.5 kilometers a day.
That's 6.2 miles.
Okay. Yeah.
But like for a mouse, that's so much
further.
That's
ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be like us running to California and back.
Tiny little legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said the weightlifting model addresses limitations of previous exercise studies in mice that involved stressful approaches like forced ladder climbing.
Oh, okay, not as fun.
No.
Yeah.
No, but they figured it out. I can't believe they figured out how to get the mice to squat.
It's also upsetting because we're officially being outworked by mice at this point.
By a lot.
Somewhere in a lab, there's a mouse doing overhead presses with their lid cage.
Yeah.
While I get winded carrying in the groceries.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my only exercise for the week.
Yeah, like what is the reward for you that it would take for you to lift, I don't know what percentage of your body weight we'd have to talk about here, 200? 231 times.
Yeah.
What would you have to be guaranteed?
My own body weight 231 times. I think.
What's the best treat in the universe?
A free grave site, because I'd be dead.
Seriously.
I don't think I stand up 231 times a day.
That's probably. Yeah. Yeah. The hardest. Yeah. How many steps are in this building? That's the hardest thing.
The stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the hardest thing I do all day is going up and down. It doesn't help that I get motion sickness on them. But yeah, coming up these stairs, I feel like I'm aging very quickly. Okay.
You know, the only problem with getting this information out there is that it's going to, the worst people at the gym.
Oh.
It's going to be, actually, dude, like, science says resistance training is like metabolically superior. So you're wasting all that time on cardio. By the way, I want to say that the study does not say don't do cardio anymore.
No, blood sugar control.
Blood
That's
sugar.
It.
It's for blood sugar control.
Yes. Like if you're diabetic,
lifting
you need to control your blood sugar.
Is better than running. But that doesn't mean that running is bad for you. It's just that lifting weights is better. In fact,
it's good for other things.
It might be better to take a mixed approach to it. So you can tell Jim Bro with the swole muscles that if he's saying, oh, you're not even supposed to do cardio if you're trying to control your blood sugar, you say, actually, you're supposed to do both.
Thank you to scientists.
Thank you, scientists.
Thank you to studyfinds.org for answering the pressing questions.
I will also point out, this is mice, not human beings. So there's a lot of things that work for mice that don't work for people. We're not.
Yeah. People totally aren't going to lift 240% of their body weight 231 times to get food.
And metabolically, we're different animals. Yes. So it's also something that might work for them, might not work for us. So anyway. Yes. Anyway.
All right. Channel 5 had this next story here. Everything is bumming me out today. Everything is just.
The mouse thing was good.
It was definitely interesting. Yeah. It was definitely fascinating.
Come on, cute little mice in a gym squatting.
But they're lifting the cage. I feel bad about that. They're lifting the cage over their head just to get food.
I feel bad for the people who are monitoring the mice, because one day their time's coming. Those people, you're training the mice to get stronger. One day that mouse is going to rip up, jump up and rip your eyeball out.
And
take your keys and drive off with your woman.
I feel worse for the mice that had to run 6.5 miles a day, or 6.5 miles total. I think I'd rather lift.
Maybe mice are better. I know, though, that human beings are supposed to be, over long distances, we're actually the best animal.
Okay.
When it comes to that. That's why,
longer legs?
Just better endurance.
Better hearts?
Oxygenation, hearts.
It's because we sweat. That's one of the things. Yeah. A lack of like overall body hair. It helps us.
That's
and it's
what
just
made us such good hunters.
Yeah. And the fact that we only have to, you know, put energy into two legs. And also, like, walking is like half falling. It's why it's so hard to make robots bipedal.
Is because they're falling
over?
It's
so difficult to get the robots to stay up because walking is half falling.
You are full of information sometimes. If it were somebody else, I would say you are making this up.
No.
But you are the kind of person that would know this kind of stuff.
He might be, but he has the confidence of a man who knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. I know. I learned about a bunch about, like, you know, why building homes in Florida and California has significantly increased insurance rates for everybody. That's what I learned about this morning.
Okay, well, that's depressing. Moving on to more
Here's
depressing things.
Here's this one. So for those of you who are wondering, if you are in your 20s and 30s going, oh my gosh, when am I ever going to be able to buy a house?
Never.
Don't feel bad. Well, eventually.
Yeah.
You got a little time, though.
Hell, this made me feel better as a 43-year-old.
Yeah, the median age of first-time home buyers has risen to age 40. That is the highest it has ever been. It was last year, it was 38. That was the previous all-time high. Now it's 40. They also say first-time homebuyers made up just a fifth of all homebuyers this year, down from last year's then record low of 24%. Here's more bad news. The median, and we'll explain some of this, the median price of existing homes sold in September, and this is nationwide, keep in mind, is $415,000. That is a record high for the month. That explains why it's taking people longer to become home buyers, because if you're trying to come up with a down payment for that, then you need even more.
Yeah.
None of this news is good. So
there's, you know, a bunch of reasons for it. Home prices are up more than, $100,000 over the last 5 years. And mortgage rates are stuck at 6 to 7%. instead of, you know, the 3% fantasy land that we were in 2020. Mm-hmm. And then you add into that rent, student loans, car payments, childcare.
Yeah.
That's just all that's eating the money that used to become a down payment. Because really what this is not, Jamie, is it's not a mortgage crisis necessarily. It's not a home buyer crisis. It's a down payment crisis.
That's what I just said. Yeah,
Exactly. That's the problem, is that people just cannot get to that point where they need to get where they have a down payment to buy a house. I do right now. The problem is I've had such a volatile career over the last 10 years that I haven't felt comfortable like, mm-hmm. nope, we're going to commit and we're going to stay at this place.
And having just gone through this recently, I mean, if you can come up with 20% as a down payment, then you avoid PMI, which is the extra insurance you have to get until you hit that 20%. And so it also, I'll point out, you know, mortgages are 30 years. And if you're waiting until age 40 to buy your house, you're going to be paying off that mortgage still when you're 70. Yeah. I mean, that's not the dream.
Well, yeah, you're missing out. They point out in the story, you miss out on 10 years of equity mm-hmm. that you should have been building in your 30s.
Yeah.
And hell, I mean, even in your 30s, that was late. It was supposed to start in your 20s back in the 60s. That's where it started for our grandparents or parents. I mean, it's just, it's crazy.
Guess I better stop buying those Starbucks drinks.
I was just about to say.
Pumpkin spice lattes that are killing you.
Yeah, obviously I'm lying about the student loans and childcare costs and rent being so high and all that stuff. What really is the problem is you just need to learn to make black coffee at home.
Here's the thing that does help you. Here's the good news that I will offer you is that first, there is a lot of help available to first-time homebuyers. There are just a lot of programs that can help you if you're a first-time home buyer. You can get a discount on your mortgage rate for being a first-time home buyer. And even if, because I bought my first house when I was in my mid-20s, when mortgage rates were low, they don't even count that, because that was 20 years ago when I bought my house. They said, that's so long ago that we don't even count that. And so there is a lot of help available to first-time home buyers that is not available to a lot of other people.
From the text line. Just to make Quentin happy. I'm 55 years old and I bought my house when I was 28 years old. Do not give me the excuse that things are too expensive now. It was expensive then. When you bought your house, it cost $80,000 and the bank gave you a toaster with your mortgage.
Yeah.
Don't give me this crap. Well, I wouldn't know what it's like to buy a house now, but it's got to be exactly the same as it was back then. No, it's not. Things have changed. I don't know if you paid attention to the news, but things change every day. Things get worse every day. Things get harder every day, and younger people are struggling. Hell, middle-aged people are struggling. Younger people, I don't even know what you guys are going to do.
Yeah, again, it's everybody thinks that they had it worse. Everybody older thinks that they had it worse. Childcare costs, and, you know, keep in mind, we're dealing with people that are in their, you know, in their late 30s and 40 who are dealing with childcare costs. And so it's almost easier when you're younger because you don't have some of those big expenses yet.
Yeah.
And you are willing to get a smaller house. But the older you are and you've got kids in a bigger family, you need a bigger house that's going to be more expensive and you have bigger expenses at home. The thing that my real estate agent reminded me a lot when I was trying to think about how much house I could afford was you got to think about stuff that you're going to end up having to pay for that you've never had to pay for before. And you got to plan for how old is the roof? How old is the HVAC system? How, you know, are you going to do your own landscaping? Are all this stuff, inspections that I get now that I never had to pay for before? I mean, just all that stuff that is in addition to your mortgage payment every month. And because childcare costs are so ridiculous, I got to think that's a big part of what's holding people back.
Yeah, let me just jump back in here for a second. 28 years ago was 1997.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. government census in 1997 says the average median household cost is $145,000.
It's now what, 400?
So
yeah,
there you go. 400, there's that information for you.
Yeah, yeah. Let me ask, whatever happened to starter homes?
No, we don't have those
developers
anymore.
Developers don't want to build them because they don't get as much money.
Yeah.
They've become Bigfoot is what they've become. We used to have a glut of small, cheap, little ugly, smelled like, you know, cigarettes and old shag carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And the builders stopped making those because the profit isn't there. And they wanted the sure thing after the housing collapse in 2008, 9, 10, however long you want to stretch that out. After that happened, they wanted more sure things. So the sure thing is in 4-bedroom, 3-bath starter castles. That's what you have. You don't have a starter home, you have a starter castle. So if you have a first-time buyer competing with a 58-year-old who has, you know, paid off houses and has fat equity, who do you think wins that bidding war?
And again, I'm the weird one in this mix because I was 45 with no kids and wanted a small house. Most people who are that age are like you, have two kids and need a bigger house, which is ridiculously more expensive than somebody like me that didn't care about the school district, which helped me a lot. So I just looked up the condo that I bought in 2004, 2005, something like that. It is almost doubled in value since I sold it. It was, I think I paid, keep in mind that was a mortgage rates were stupid low. I remember my mortgage was like $450 a month on it. And I think I borrowed $80. It is worth twice what I paid for it now in the 20 years. So good luck, people. And the other thing is, it's not like we have an abundance of places to rent either. You know, we don't have cheap places to rent either. So you don't have a lot of choices on that either.
And that we don't have cheap places to rent because there's no starter homes anymore. Right. So the people are like me, where you make good money between you and your wife, make good money. You need a larger home for your kids. So you rent a place that is basically what a mortgage would be. And that I don't know how to get out from under that. I mean, the thing I'm counting on right now is that in a couple of years, one of my kids will move out and we can downsize.
Or kick them out. Say, you don't belong here
anymore. Well, honestly, I've thought, like, I could say you can still live here if we get a basement. Like, you want to live in the basement?
Rent.
Yeah, pay rent.
$500 a month,
yeah,
man, for that one bedroom.
I can't do that. My parents did that to me, and I hated it.
This is my problem with, like, Airbnbs becoming more popular, is that by having Airbnbs and, like, long-term Airbnbs is you're shrinking the housing market.
It's a great point.
Yeah. Although Prairie Village, I mean, we have more cities now. Wasn't it Prairie Village yesterday?
Yeah, that was on the
fandom. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because you're shrinking the housing market and you're making those that are still available more expensive.
Yeah, I think you can have them, but the minimum stay is 30 days.
913-586-7798. If you bought your first home, how old were you? And could you even do it again?
Yeah, could you do it now?
Could you do it now? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if you are, especially if you're living in your first home still, looking at how much it costs, would you possibly be able to buy it now? 913-586-7798. Your calls and texts coming up on Midday.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves. We did it. So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Boy, the math on this is tough to bear. But we were just talking about, there was a story that age 40 now is the average age for a first time home buyer. That is a new record old. It was 38. Now it's 40. We were just playing with the numbers a little bit just to see kind of how some of the numbers work out. So the current mortgage rate is 6.31% nationwide, and that has not moved much. Mine is 6.5%, and so that hasn't moved much in the last couple of years here. But mm-hmm. I mean, if the average price of a home nationwide is $400,000 and you put down 20%, which is $80,000, your monthly payment is going to be around $2,900 a month. That includes Yeesh. Insurance, property taxes, and I put a $200 HOA fee on here because a lot of places have them.
Yeah.
That's nuts. But now I say that, but on the other hand, I think if you're dual income, that's easier. If you're dual income, I mean, that's about double what my mortgage is, and I do it on one, right? But that also is not easy for, like, I'm lucky that I have no student loan debt. I don't have a car loan payment. I don't have any of that stuff.
And not all dual income is the
it's
same.
Not equal, right?
Yeah, just yeah. because you're, you know,
don't make the same.
Right. You know, I've been dual income before, and sometimes it's been 2-1.
Right.
And it's a little bit more, but it's not necessarily much better.
That's a 30-year loan.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. From the text line, we bought our first house in 1980 at age 21. $23,000, two bed, one bath, about 875 square feet, 1.5% down, 11.5% interest, and that was a special bond rate. We were there 10 years, only made $4,000 after that time when we sold it. Horrible time to buy. I'm going to get to this. I think we have a caller basically saying the same thing. A lot of people saying the interest rates are different, that the interest rates were really high back in the 1980s.
They were. I mean, at one point they were 20%.
They were. But well, let's go to Dale in Olathe. Hey, Dale.
Yeah, it's a good topic. And thank you. And yeah, in all due respect, you got to do the math on these things. And sometimes the math surprises you, as I think Jamie was just mentioning. Mm-hmm. Back in 1978, mortgage interest rates, you can Google it under Jimmy Carter, were 18, and even got up to 20%. I think 18% is what I recall. A starter home in Kansas City that year was about $85,000. I know it because my brother bought a small little ranch home, a starter home in Olathe back then, $85,000.
$85,000 in 1978?
$85,000. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. That was a starter home in Kansas City, a little small ranch. You probably bought a double wide for less, but $85,000. Anyway, if you took that same $85,000 and invested it at a very modest, let's say 5%, 5% over 45 years, you know what that would be today? Almost $800,000.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, it was so bad back in 1978 when people were buying homes. They could barely cover the interest. In fact, they were just making interest-only loans because people could not afford the mortgage payment.
No,
you had never owned the house. You just paid the interest because it was 18% under Carter.
And you're right. Interest rates were double digits. By the way, I'm seeing most starter homes back in 1978 were between $55,000 and $60,000. So, I mean,
over in Michigan, Kansas.
It depends on where you bought it, obviously. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So,
there were some a little older, but I'm talking about a brand new starter home, not an older house over in Roland Park, could have been 50 or 60, but brand new starter home in Olathe was $85,000.
But the difference too is back then the house generally was way cheaper relative to your income.
Right.
Income hasn't increased to keep pace with the cost of housing at all.
I would disagree that the numbers defy that. Incomes weren't anywhere near. It was very...
Where are you on a website that you can...
The median income for a household back in 1978 was $35,000. Okay? It is now about $70,000, so double that. Meanwhile, the cost of a starter home, that $85,000 house, has now gone up to $300,000.
We still haven't.
At least you'll be owning part of it.
I guess so. Sorry.
You'll be owning part of it, but as I want to make sure, too, if you are not at the point where you can afford a house yet, I mean, just keep in mind that you get to call your landlord whenever something goes wrong. Like, it's not all sunshine and roses all the time either. Like, yeah, you're building equity, but you also have to carry every expense. Or Jackson County property tax increase, I mean, or insurance increase. I mean, those numbers can fluctuate and you have to pay it. I mean, you own this house, so you don't get to, you know, you either have to sell it if you can't afford it, or, you know, so yeah, you own part of a house, but it is not for everybody.
I would also like to once again point out that they are not building starter homes.
No.
If you go out in Kearney, where they are building a new subdivision out of Kearney, they are building these massive two-garage, long driveways, these massive two-story houses. They're building a new subdivision in Liberty, where it's the same thing. They're building these massive houses, where in the 60s, 70s, they were building starter homes with the thought being, you'll buy this, eventually sell it, and then move into a bigger house. Those houses do not exist. You've cut that out of the marketplace.
New ones don't exist.
Right.
But I'm looking in my neighborhood, which, so again, if you don't care about, because I'm Center School District, and so if you're going to buy in my neighborhood and maybe you don't want that school district, there are, I mean, my home is a starter home, and it's in Kansas City, Missouri. So my home would cost a lot more if you were to put it on the Kansas side somewhere. But I'm looking in Waldo. I mean, you can get 1,500 square feet for $275, $230. I mean, it just depends on where you want to be. The starter homes exist. You just have to not care that the home is 75 years old, maybe.
And maybe not in the best,
not
school,
the best
district.
School district.
Right. And also, because a lot of people are saying the same thing about the interest rates being higher back then. That's why refinancing is a thing.
Yeah, when they drop low enough, you can refinance.
When you drop low enough, you refinance, yeah. And you can, and also that interest rate is based on how much of the house you have, right?
Right.
So, like, if you, how big your mortgage is, so that interest rate goes down as you're paying off the mortgage, or not the interest rate go down. I mean the amount you're paying as far as the interest rate goes down.
The amount of it that is interest,
right? That's
yes.
What I mean.
Yeah,
yeah. You understand what I'm saying? I'm a renter. I don't know how to speak in you land owning terms. Yes, the interest rates were higher, but they came down.
Yeah,
and people refinanced, and that's what made things better. Right now, you have the double barrel of interest rates still being relatively high compared to where they were, and housing going up exponentially since just 2008.
And
home prices have doubled and tripled in some areas.
Yeah, I mean, the Fed cut interest rates a quarter point. That has not led to lower interest rates on mortgages yet. Yeah. Maybe eventually it will, but not right now.
Let's go to Dan in KCK. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How you guys doing today?
Excellent.
You know, fine, I guess. Yeah.
Great. Great topic, guys.
Thanks.
Well, I'm just going to touch on the topic of self-determination over here. At one point in time over here in KCK, we were involved in the tax auctions. And, we made out really well, but that was about 10, 15 years ago. I'm talking about we would be the ones who would go in and rehab these houses that were either burned, termite damage, flood, whatever. So they love us downtown. I mean, because we just basically get the houses back up. At one point or another, the corporate land grabbers started competing against us, and that's when we basically got out of the business altogether. So now they're the ones buying up all these properties. They're not really doing anything with them. And I hear that also affects the prices of you know, the taxes and everything, depending on how many houses you don't have out in the market, et cetera, et cetera. But now I see one thing. I'm Hispanic. I had the great luck of being hanging around with somebody who taught me the trades, right? which in my opinion is something we should be teaching kids at school. Because right now, everybody who's taking over in KCK are the Hispanics who are barely picking up the trades. They don't know the language, but boy, do they know how to lay a roof, set the floors, set the tiles, electricity, everything. So that's something to consider for the future of our children. Also, just a very quick thing. In KCK, I pay for my house, two-story, about five rooms. I pay about $4K in taxes, right? But I go over there to Santa Fe, around with the I-35 in Santa Fe. Houses over there, like half the size, are like $14,000 taxes. It's something incredible.
Yeah.
So people are going to still struggle. I mean, like, if you want to buy a starter house, go to, KCK, to Wyandotte, start investing in the smaller, but in locations where taxes are not that high, because even after you get that loan from the bank, the taxes are still going to come and get you.
Right. Dan, thanks so much for calling. Really appreciate it. And, you know, Jamie, you pointed this out earlier, but I keep thinking about this with starter homes, is the further you push that age back, the more space you need.
Yeah,
right?
Because absolutely.
You have kids. Or
the more likely you are to have kids.
You're older in life. You have more stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I won't even be able to fit my, I can fit my TV into my rental, but in that house, I'm not going to be able to fit it. Also, I'm 40 years old. I don't want to live in a bad neighborhood.
Yeah.
This isn't like the experimental part of my life where I can say that I lived in a dangerous area just because I have cool stories from it.
Yeah. And you want the bigger yard because you probably have a dog and you want room for the kids to run around. And so it's almost easier to do it when you're younger because you don't need as much. You don't have as much.
Yeah.
But the older you get, the more expensive your life is and the more house you need.
And I got to tell you, we need to definitely go to break. But I got to tell you, too, this is also talking about this in Kansas City. You guys don't even realize, like, housing prices here are relatively amazing. It's one of the best places in the country still to buy a house. So the fact that we're talking about it here, just think of what it's like in Seattle. Just think about what it's like in Boston. Think about what it's like in Los Angeles, some areas even of Texas. I mean, I've been offered jobs in many different cities and looked at housing in all those cities. In D.C.,
but also incomes are higher there.
It not enough,
but they're still higher. I mean, there's a reason why housing can only be so expensive here because incomes are only so high here.
Right, but if the housing is double the cost, for instance, the house that I was renting in Lexington is up for sale right now for almost 12 million, $1.2 million. Okay. And it'll sell easily. That is an 1800 square foot house. That is 600 square feet less than the house that I'm renting right now. $1.2 million for that house. That is more than double of what it would be here. Wait, way more than double. I wasn't making double the income I'm making here. Like that's the income would need to outpace that by three times, and it just doesn't.
We have a bunch of you on hold.
Yeah, 913-586-7798. We did ask the question: if you bought a house back in the day, how much did it cost, and would you be able to afford to buy it now at its current price? Talk about this more coming up on Midday.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Average age for a first-time home buyer has hit 40 years old. That is the oldest it's ever been. It was 38 last year. That was a new record. Mortgage rates now are around 6.3%, and they're not really coming down much. I was just kind of playing with. My favorite two tabs to have open are NerdWallet's mortgage calculator and Zillow at the same time to kind of go back and forth. But if you have not, if you're, you know, in your 30s and you have not yet bought a house, what's stopping you? When did you get your first house? Those of you that secure those mortgage rates at 2.5%, 3%, yeah, those are the houses that, frankly, and that's partly why we don't have the starter homes available either. A lot of those were eaten up when mortgage rates were, so many people bought when mortgage rates were low.
I notice we're getting a lot of people going, well, back in the late 70s, like back in the late 80s or early 80s, interest rates were really, really high. And, you know, it was expensive to buy a house then. Not seeing a lot of people going, hey, you think it was bad now? You should have bought back in 1997 like I did.
Because
your house cost $75,000 and the interest rate was like 2%.
Or 2008, 2009, right before the market crashed.
Anything up to that. Yeah, it was so much better. And then everything crashed because the banks were irresponsible and just handing out loans like confetti. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Bill in KCK. Hey, Bill.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. So you bought at 26 years old through a VA loan.
Yes. Yep. Yes, in 93, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And we paid $45,000 for the house. It was a starter three-bedroom ranch. And we couldn't believe it that we were both making, me and my wife had just gotten out of the military, making $6 an hour. And through the VA loan, we only had to come up with $500 down, and we couldn't believe it that we got
That's
this
crazy.
House.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had friends who had gone to college, and we didn't, and they were trying to get a house, but they had so much, you know, college debt, and it was just hard for them to get a house. But now, fast forward 35 years, we bought a house, a bigger house, 4-bedroom. And we were looking for something still in the South Kansas City area that we could get into a 3-bedroom house and, you know, and maybe update it and add on or something into the basement or something, and could not find anything for our budget at $300,000.
Yeah.
And we eventually did find one in Blue Springs. Very lucky again. Using our VA loans, you know, benefits but, for that.
Yeah, and that's something I guess that doesn't even get talked about enough either, is the fact that you bought a house back in the 90s, and even with that equity, still can't, it's tough to afford to move to a bigger house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, we couldn't believe it. We thought, you know, surely we can find something, you know, that's going to be around $200,000, but no, could not.
No, I don't know where you're finding that.
You know, Just a little bit bigger is what we were wanting, but couldn't find it.
Don't mind me asking, what was the house, the house you bought in 93? What was the closing cost on, or not closing cost, the final cost on that? And what was it when you sold it?
Yeah, $45,000 is what was the,
you bought it for?
Was the final. Jeez. Yeah, what we paid for it. And we sold it for $55,000. No, we sold it. Actually, we sold it for $60,000.
$60,000, just recently?
Yeah. Yeah. No. This was back in 10 years later. So that would have been in 2003.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, that makes more sense then. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Thanks for your call, Bill. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, we don't talk enough about how wages have not gone up enough to accommodate the price of everything else going up. I mean, what did we just say the other day? Groceries are up 20% in 5 years.
Yeah.
Wages have not gone up nearly enough.
So again, back in, we had the caller from saying in 1978, let's be generous.
You're about to do math.
Median income for a household was about $20,000. Okay. The cost of a house, a starter home, was 55. So 55 divided by 20 is 2.75. Right now, median household income is about 70,000.
Mm-hmm.
And the, let's again undercut it a little bit, cost of a home is 350.
Yeah.
So, 70,
which is probably right around here. I mean, that's
five. So that's five. It's five times. It went from 2.5 times your median income to 5 times.
Yeah.
It's doubled. So it don't give, it's the same. It's well, the interest rates were high. The interest rates were higher and you were able to negotiate them down, could refinance later. They eventually came down. Also, because the cost of the house was lower relative to your income, you weren't paying as much money relative to your income. So it's just, I get it. Things have, we don't have exclusive rights on suck.
Yeah, we acknowledge it's bad now?
It's bad now. It was bad then. It's worse now. Mm-hmm. It's the point. And people stop trying to be like, well, I had it worse. No, you didn't. Just because it was a longer time ago doesn't mean that somehow it was worse.
Yeah.
Quentin's about to explode in there. Let's go to Chris in Kansas City. Hey, Chris.
Hey, yeah, I've just listened to the people. I think it's really no comparison. The young people nowadays, they just have it way worse.
Yeah.
You know, like you guys are saying, the income is not kept up at all. My situation, I bought my first house when I was 20 years old. I have an 18-year-old son now who's getting ready to graduate. He's a senior this year. I bought a house when I was 20 years old. It was $85,000. And it was a fairly decent home. You know, it wasn't a total piece of crap.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a decent house. And you couldn't buy a house like that nowadays for $85,000, you know?
Yeah.
And we only lived in it for 8 years. We sold it. We made $30,000 off of it. That was in 95. And
I think the 90s were the sweet spot.
Yeah.
To get a house.
Yeah.
Because interest rates were low and the cost of housing hadn't gone up enough. I mean, mm-hmm. my parents had a great house in the 90s. We went from just living in kind of a crappy house in the 80s to this really nice house in the 90s. And my dad didn't make that much money.
Yeah.
Like my parents, my mom eventually went back to work. So they were making a little bit more money, but it's not like they were loaded. We had a really nice house and I can't remember the square footage on the thing. It was about 2000 square feet, but it also had an attached apartment that they could rent out. And it was like $95,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Right.
Thanks for your call, Chris. Really appreciate it. By the way, I was wrong on my numbers earlier, and I apologize for that. When I said the average house today is about 350, I was wrong. It's actually 450.
Nationally, I said that earlier.
Yeah,
nationally,
the average sales price.
But I think you're right. 350 probably around here is probably close.
I was, the median is 443. That's nationally. Unless that is a 10 times increase from the 70s. So, sorry, I'm not buying the things were bad because the interest rate was higher. Unless the interest rate increased the mortgage by 10 times, it's not relatively close.
Also, I'm going to point out, we didn't have the shortage of rental housing back then that we do now.
We didn't have Airbnbs back then.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. 913-586-7798. You want to keep this going? Keep getting depressed? Or you want to move on?
No, I appreciate everybody that's holding on. Yeah. I appreciate everybody that's called. I think we're only going to have a couple minutes when we come back anyway. Right. So,
well, there's something else, something fun coming up on Midday.
So tonight is a full moon, apparently, and how to make moon water is trending.
Apparently, you just leave a bunch of water out when the moon is up, and it supercharges the water to make it, I guess, healthier. It's just pure water sealed in a container and left outside to charge with energy provided by the light of the moon. The benefits are... hydration. Isn't
Nothing.
That what you get from water?
Nothing. What do I get from
hydration.
Moonlight? What does moonlight give me?
I don't.
Full moonlight. Yeah. That partial moonlight doesn't
Aren't
give
we
me.
We already drinking moon water? Every drop of water on Earth has been under a moon at some point.
From the housing crisis to a TikTok.
Yeah.
This is the
radio
show.
There is nothing good today. Just the world is just dark.
But this is...
Well, the mouse thing was fun.
We can at least laugh at these people.
Yeah, oh, this is dumb.
Yeah.
Next, you're going to tell me you're a Gemini or something.
What do you have?
I mean,
some people like that. Like, I'm a Cancer because I was born in June.
That's
you know?
Larry. Yep.
All right, yeah.
I get why people like this. Life is chaotic. Everything.
Every little bit helps, I guess.
Anything that make you feel better, go ahead and do it.
If only the moon like controlled the tides or something, then that would be really cool moon water.
Wait, what?
If only the moon had the magical powers of gravity to affect tides.
Wow. It's probably not good that I've got this internal sass for halfway through the show.
Oh, no, it's highly entertaining.
Well, coming up, we got unpopular opinions. That'll be fun.
Oh, great.
Especially given this one.
On this one. People clown the suburbs, but I love the boring suburb life. Talk about that.
If you people can afford can't buy houses.
If you can afford that boring suburban life, it's awesome. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.